The primary election is almost here. Vote centers will be open May 7th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Make your vote count. Visit vote.indy.gov for more information. This message was paid for by the Marion County Election Board.
Crime, punishment, judges,
legal stuff.
Hammer, we all know what happened on the set of the Alec Baldwin movie Rust. There was an accidental death. Alec Baldwin took what he thought was an unloaded gun on the movie set, and he says he didn't even pull the trigger, but ended up killing the cinematographer, Helena Hutchins. Now, there's something called an armorer on these movie sets, which they're supposed to take care of all the guns that are used in the movies and make sure none of them are loaded. I doubt any of these guns are like actual functioning anyway, but this one was for some reason. And so we have a verdict. We have a sentence for the armorer, sentenced to 18 months in prison for the death of that cinematographer. Alec Baldwin goes on trial in July. All of this is just so crazy, man. What were their real firearms or bullets or whatever you call them that was in Alec Baldwin's gun? Why didn't he check it after he was handed the gun? That's kind of the protocol on a movie set. You're handed a quote, cold gun.
Right.
You check it. You double check it to make sure it's not loaded. I mean, Alec Baldwin hasn't spent a day in jail, and he's the one that killed her. Although, I mean, it was an accident for sure. Right.
Now, this armorer, Hannah Gutierrez Reed, she's going to spend 18 months in prison. The responsibility was hers to make sure that the gun was safe. Now, she did not do herself any favors, though, because she acted like a complete clown during this whole process. She was calling the jurors idiots and a-holes.
What?
She said that witnesses lied. She said the judge was paid off. So this Gutierrez Reed chick certainly did not do herself any favors, but she's going to be spending 18 months in prison.
Do you believe Alec Baldwin's going to spend a day in jail? I mean,
no.
If this is the trend, though, I mean, she was convicted. How can one person be guilty of manslaughter and not Alec Baldwin?
That's a good point.
This is the standard. Is it the same judge as hearing both trials? I don't know. But I think the ultimate, you know, Alec Baldwin still denies any responsibility whatsoever on any level.
He said he didn't pull the trigger.
Which is impossible. There have been forensic experts that said, yeah, for that to have happened, you had to pull the trigger. And the ultimate in arrogance is the fact that he went back to the set last year and finished the movie. Which, I'm never going to watch that movie. I would never watch that movie anyway.
Right.
But the arrogance and just the complete callousness. Wouldn't you shut that down? Wouldn't something horrific like that happen on the set?
Yeah. I mean, there's two ways to look at that. Like, you can say, I don't ever want to go back there. Or you could say, I know Helena Hutchins really wanted this movie to be made. I'm going to honor her. I'm going to finish the movie. I mean, you could look at it that way, I guess. But let's go back to the armorer chick, Hannah Gutierrez Reed. Okay. She was offered a plea deal if she admitted that she purchased the weapons, was in charge of everything, but she turned it down. And her father is speaking out. He's blaming the ammunition supplier and the prop master. So there are multiple levels of people who failed the family of Helena Hutchins here. Prop master, weapons provider, supplier, the armorer, and Alec Baldwin himself.
I just don't see how, I don't see him spending a day in jail, but B, I don't see how he's not charged with manslaughter if the armorer was. I just don't get it.
Speaking of legal stuff, big day in New York today. District Attorney Alvin Bragg filed motion to hold Donald Trump in contempt for violating his gag order, and he's threatening the former president with 30 days of jail time. Fat Alvin also warns that if there are any future violations, those also could be punishable with 30 days of incarceration. So each violation, he adds 30 days.
Yeah. Again, a guy that we're not going to wind up seeing in jail, Donald Trump. I doubt the Secret Service would ever let that happen.
So Trump spoke yesterday, because he's got multiple things going on in New York. Donald Trump said that the judge, Merchan, told him he's not allowed to attend Barron Trump's high school graduation.
Complete BS. Just
and awful. He's not allowed to basically speak because there's a gag order, and the judge won't let him attend a hearing before the Supreme Court. I mean, the smacketh down has been laid here on Donald Trump. So let's see how he reacts. He could, on one hand, play ball, try to do things the right way, or take the Animal House approach. Like, remember when the Delta House guys realized they're going to get busted anyway?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to bust us no matter what we do. We might as well have a good time. And then they threw a toga party. So which route do you think Donald Trump's going to take? I don't think he's going to cooperate with this gag order. And I think he might just pop up and show up at Barron's graduation and kind of throw his hands up like Doughboy and Boys in the Hood.
What now?
What's up now? John Legend, super liberal activist, singer, songwriter, lunatic lefty. He says that Donald Trump is actually the beneficiary of a two-tiered justice system.
What?
Well, he is a part of a two-tiered system of justice, but not in the way that he thinks he is. Mm-hmm. He is getting way more concessions than the average criminal defendant would get.
Really?
He's getting delays. He's got access to all kinds of lawyers that are filing this and filing that, delaying every trial. And most people don't have access to that kind of lawyering,
don't have
access to the kind of concessions that the justice system will provide to you if you can afford it.
Hey, look, you know, he's still getting the shaft in a sham trial. They're trying to take him off the ballot. They're trying to get him to not run. They're trying to put the political opponents in jail. But hey, he's rich and he has lawyers, so it's all okay. God, stick to playing the piano, dude. No one cares about your political commentary. Dumbest.
His whole point of view was Donald Trump's wealthy and can afford attorneys. Therefore, it's a broken justice system. That's the argument. Nothing else about the whole situation bothers John Legend.
Right.
But that's the straw that broke his back right there.